Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish-led Syrian forces launched an offensive Sunday to gain control of the city of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group. A U.S. envoy, Brett McGurk, says the offensive is receiving American air support.
When it comes to Raqqa, I want to make very clear, it is our principal priority throughout this campaign that the vanguard of the force that takes major territory from Daesh should be locally based forces.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Sunday the coalition will continue to do what it can to enable local forces to defeat the Islamic State group. Iraqi troops inside the city of Mosul slowed their advance Sunday. On the city's eastern front, Islamic State militants have taken over neighborhoods in that area. Troops are trying to protect civilians from being harmed in battle. A spokesman for Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party announced Sunday it is withdrawing from parliament after the unprecedented arrests of nine of its lawmakers, including the party's two co-leaders. In a televised speech, Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim called on the party to, in his words, return from the mistake before it's too late. Turkey drew international condemnation Friday following the arrests, which brought into question the state of democracy in Turkey. Officials in the Indian capital, New Delhi, have shut down schools, halted construction activity, and closed a coal-fired power plant temporarily as alarm bells were sounded about the deadly haze of air pollution that has shrouded the city. The emergency measures came amidst rising calls for an urgent response to dangerous pollution in New Delhi. This is VOA News. FBI Director James Comey tells Congress he has not changed his conclusion, reached in July, that Hillary Clinton did nothing criminal in using a private server for emails when she was Secretary of State. Comey made the announcement Sunday after reviewing a new batch of emails discovered during an unrelated investigation. In the U.S. presidential campaign, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are appearing in key states in a last-minute bid to grab the attention of undecided voters. More than 41 million Americans have already voted in states that allowed early voting. Both Clinton and Trump have been painting a dark picture of what the country would look like with the other in the White House. Clinton appealed for votes in Pennsylvania.
We have just 3 days left, if you count Election Day. Every hour and every minute counts. Here in Pennsylvania, you don't have early voting like there are in other states. So I have to ask you to please come out and vote on November the 8th.
Trump made an appearance in Iowa.
If she were to win, it would create an unprecedented constitutional crisis. In that situation, we could very well have a sitting president under felony indictment and ultimately a criminal trial.
National surveys continue to show Clinton with a narrow edge over Trump. Most polling analysts are predicting a Clinton victory on Tuesday, but her advantage over Trump is not believed to be insurmountable. Voters in 35 states will decide policy issues Tuesday that include legalized recreational use of marijuana and restricting access to guns and ammunition. 160 ballot initiatives will be decided by the voters. California's Proposition 64, which is leading in the polls, could create a multi-billion-dollar marijuana industry by legalizing the recreational use of the drug for adults in the state. Similar measures are on the ballot in Arizona, Nevada, Maine, and Massachusetts. Voters in Maine and Nevada are considering measures that would expand background checks for the purchase of guns, and Californians are considering whether to eliminate the death penalty. At least 24 people were killed and more than 80 were wounded in fighting between Puntland and Galmudug state forces in the central Somali town of Galkayo. The two states agreed to a ceasefire just days ago. Witnesses say fighting erupted Sunday on the west side of the town and later spread out to communities surrounding the town. Medical officials say at least 24 people were killed. Pope Francis urged political leaders across the world to respect the dignity of prison inmates and to offer them amnesty whenever possible. Francis held a special Jubilee Mass Sunday in St. Peter's Basilica for some 1,000 prisoners. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.